What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Last week, not in the new house.
Oh, yay! Why do I always feel like I've done something wrong?
I don't know. What is that?
There's some sort of ambush thing I'm always waiting for with you two, I think.
That wasn't even planned.
I don't know. We can dig deeper with Amy maybe and have a group sesh.
Interesting. Because I was thinking you were going to say, am I fired? Or am I this or am I that?
Oh, no, I'm never worried about that because we're friends forever. So yeah. If I'm not on the podcast, it's like fine. I'll be sad because I love everyone, but I'm also like, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, not in a way where I'm ungrateful. <She's> very, I just, fine. The bottom can fall out in radio anytime. And since sure. I did radio, I think I'm just always ready for that.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny because I'm the girl that's like, don't send me a dot, dot, dot. Like if I get a dot, dot, dot on the text, I'm like, and I'm fired.
No.
Oh, I don't like it when Jana goes, hey, are you around in 10?
Oh.
Well, yeah, like, I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Oof. And I did it to Kat. But I'm also the same human with that too. So girls, I get it. Yeah. I'm constantly like, what did I do wrong?
Sorry. Yeah, my bad.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so this is the last. I got to tell you, though, I've really loved staying in this cottage.
It's adorable.
It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. The only issue is, you guys, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Oh, pooping?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was 1 bathroom.
Tell me, do we have a minute to talk about number two with the number one girls?
Yes.
Okay. So this is always tricky to me because I feel like, okay, so like first of all, in order to go, what are we going to call it?
Skidmark Kramer? No.
No.
That sounds like there's a story there.
There's a story that's vaulted for a few of us.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I can't comfortably go to the bathroom unless there's like at least like 2 locked doors between me and the other whoever is next in my house.
Right.
I don't even lock the door.
So this is my question. So
when you poop?
No. The door's closed.
Has Nick
knock.
Ever seen you poop?
I mean, maybe, but it's really? Not like I'm saying like maybe somehow like accidentally.
Like a grunt phase? Or are you in the middle of grunt phase?
No, or? I'm just saying
that I have a couple of supplements we could use to get you out of that little
I highly doubt it. But I mean, I'm sure at some point, like in a hotel, you know, I just feel like in the hotels, they have like clear doors a lot. Ugh. Like there's got to be some point.
Why do they do that? That's my worst nightmare.
I feel like
you guys
the
know
last hotel
we
were at was like
down.
That. Yeah. Anyway, I don't lock the door. No.
Like I can't even go when the 3 of us are out traveling and you guys are like a safe, cozy place for me.
My body none of is us like, do.
Not until everybody leaves the room and turns their keys in to me.
Meanwhile, Jana's like, hey guys, I need y'all to talk and I need you to talk real loud.
And then she goes in there. This is how fast it is. Jana goes in, closes the door.
And she comes right back out.
Jana opens the door and she's all done.
Yep.
The thing is, though, is that I don't know what it is, but the most uncomfortable thing, even when I'm like in a restroom and someone does like a Like, so, oh.
Are we 10? Well,
no, I know.
It's awful.
But I'm like, sorry, girl, that sucks.
I know.
Like, I feel bad for the person. But,
so are you?
But that's why
here?
I'm always like, talk loud, whatever. Alan like puts on a shower. Like he'll like press run the water. In the small thing, like he usually goes upstairs. Like I kind of got when he moved into the last house, I kind of got what he was doing. Like he'd go upstairs and he'd be like, oh, I'm just making the kids' beds because he's so cute. He like makes the kids' beds. But I'm like, no, I think now you're just going up there. Like that's your like.
That's his time.
That's his. You're going up there to poop.
Yeah, you're making the kids' beds and dropping the kids off of the pool. Is that what you're up to?
Sweet. Does it Ellen. Take him a while? And does that piss you off since it takes you 2 seconds?
Oh, no. So I don't even really know like. I know when he does go because, again, he'll turn the thing on or he'll go upstairs like in the other houses. But here it's like you can just tell because it's like, again, it's maybe a 800 square foot little cottage we're in right now. And so but when I have to go, so I still like will dry heave to like smells and stuff.
Oh, no. And so, do you dry heave to your own?
How did this come up?
Well, obviously, because it's disgusting. Like,
but it's
like,
your own I
can't.
Body.
It doesn't matter. I can't even like any like. Even the other day, Alan tried to kiss me, and like his like moisturizer smell, like the smells, just really get me.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, so I feel that. I like have to like run out of the bathroom, you know. But then I have to forget to like go back and check that like all things went down.
Oh no!
And then he said the other day, he's like. Babe, did you use the bathroom? I was like, no, one of the kids went before.
And he's like, definitely.
And you don't even know
you.
Why he's asking.
He's like, really? Because the kids haven't been here in 2 days. That's
he's like, this? He's like, I got them ready this morning. I was like, yeah, well, then Jace had to run back in to go to the bathroom. And I was like, why is it so hard to be like, yeah, I totally took a dump. And I forgot to like go back in to make sure nothing was like still there.
I know. It is interesting, especially because like we have babies.
I know. Like, I'm carrying a child.
That doesn't bother me that much.
Like, Preston is legit. Legitimately seen me deliver 3 babies and I'm still like lock that door and don't come over here.
I know, sorry guys, this is like
but it is a real thing and I don't understand why.
Exactly why?
Because we could go, I mean, during the heyday I could just be in the middle of a field and go pee if I needed to, you know.
I think it feels less sexy. I'm like, I don't want him to see, like,
because it is
yeah, but it's also human, just like periods and everything else. But anyways, yeah, so
but I still don't want anybody to see that either.
Having said all that, as much as I love this place, I cannot wait to go have a separate bathroom for moments like this.
Yeah, he can moments have his own poop like bathroom. This. You can have your own poop bathroom.
Yeah. And then guess what?
What?
Easton's coming next
week. I heard.
Because I didn't know that Easton was coming and I got a surprise FaceTime.
Uh-huh. Aww.
He was with Preston in LA and he goes, I'm coming to see you. And I said, wait, what? It's like Easton Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's coming.
He's going to set us up. We're going to have a whole new look. So next time you see us, we're going to have a whole new look.
Should we like start getting dressed for this?
No.
Okay. This is what I like.
Today's
about
not
you, Chris.
Talk not to me day after. To ask. No.
Talk to me. Pose, baby.
I'm like, are we going to have a real set and now we should actually look the part? Because I roll in here looking like Aaron running stay-at-home mom.
No, but we're going to have, it's going to be like, we're really going to just make it look good, y'all. We're going to have a nice big TV that we can see and we're staring at this little, you know, it's going to be like, we're going to have like proper.
Us?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I do miss the ring light. Can I just say that really pretty light that we had at your house?
We'll get something.
We're probably still going to need
even a flashlight. We'll would feel better, I think. Just a little something.
But anyways, oh, you guys, I just got my results. Hold on a second. I didn't open it yet.
Of what?
My test results. Did I pass the glucose test? Didn't you fail?
I failed. One of my kids, I think the last one, I failed the first one, but then passed the second one. So okay. I was never.
I failed one. I
only
failed
one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you?
Okay, and I went back and it was fine, but it's so gross.
But
and
then when you have to go back. The second one is awful.
You're there for like all day.
Oh, it's awful.
All right. Drum roll, please.
You passed.
It's not loading in this little cottage.
No, in the little cottage that could.
So, oh, great. I passed.
Oh, great. You don't have to go drink it. That's and rent news. The space.
That's
for a full
fun.
Day.
Because she goes, well, the problem was, is they say fasting, you don't have to fast, but that you should have low sugar going into it. But the only thing that helps my belly is orange juice and peaches.
Which is going to make you fail that test.
Right. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to throw up. had the kids that morning. Alan was doing his thing. And so then I'm like, I was starting to feel really sick. So I'm like, I'm just going to take baby sips of OJ. And then I'm going to have, I went to Whole Foods and got a zero sugar because they're like just low sugar. Mm-hmm. So I got a zero sugar Catalina Crunch cereal. So okay. Then I started munching on that. And then like 3 hours before I didn't have anything, but she's like, did you fast? And I go,
Did she immediately know you were lying?
I don't know. But she
I
was
think
like,
a lot of times they just want you to say what they need you to say. And they understand that you at your third baby know what you need to do.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, if I fail, I'm going to just call my doctor and be like, so I had a whole gallon of orange juice. Anyways. So we have a guest today coming on. I love the show. I watched the show, Selling Sunset. You got me into the show.
I love it.
And I love Amanza. She's probably one of my favorites.
Same.
But I'm also... How do I say this? I feel like she's got so much that she wants to say but doesn't say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to like her past relationships. And then it's like I could see her eyes working in moments like when Chrishell and Nicole are having their issue. I feel like she holds it together really well. But at the same time, I'm like, if she was to unleash, I'd want to listen. Because she probably has a lot to say.
Yeah. And I always wonder if it's just because she's like single mom in it and she's just trying to like, you know, keep it together because of her kids or if that's just her personality or, you know, I am very curious about that. But
you
also
should ask her that. What do you want to ask her?
That. But also I feel like if you were on the other side of it, and I love this about her, though, it's not a negative thing. Like I'd be terrified.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like in a good way.
Yeah.
Like she's a badass. You want her on your side. I want her on my side.
Waiting to erupt.
She's in the waiting room. So let's just get her on. Okay, let's do it.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hold on.
Hey.
You. Yeah.
I just love you.
Cute. Look at you.
Oh, God. Thanks. I don't feel cute. I will take that.
Receive it. I just learned something the other day.
At therapy?
Is anybody? No. This is actually from a neighbor.
All my spiritual friends say that.
Okay. So I'm not good at taking compliments.
No.
Me either. I'm like.
Yeah, it's like weird, but my husband, it's like kind of been a thing for him. He's like, how come your girlfriends will be like, oh, you look so cute? And I'm like, oh, thanks, girl. I needed to hear it, you know? But if he says it, I'm like, ugh, bleh, yeah, you know? So the other day, my girlfriend said that if you say, if somebody gives you a compliment, you're supposed to go, received. And it like makes it kind of like joke.
I don't know about that.
It like makes it a joke. If nobody can see me when they listen to this, but it's like you have to like bring your hand in like you grabbed something. And I just feel like that's just not going to work for me.
Mm-mm. I feel like my kids would be like,
what are you doing?
You just get weirder. Yes. Like every day you get weirder. Like today I was taking my kids to school and my son had like a little bit of a, it's the second week of school. They started last Wednesday. It's the second week of school. I'm going to call him out right now. I've already gotten a call from the principal.
Oh, no. Wait, how old are the kids again?
So my son's 12 and my daughter's 13. So okay. 7th and 8th grade. And they're both amazing kids. Sure. But it's just, I don't know if you guys have boys, girls, one of each, both, none.
All of the above.
All.
Like everybody's trying to warn me like, oh, your daughter's a teenager now. She's probably sassy and rolls her eyes. And I'm like, she's like the perfect child. She's like,
that's great.
She's the perfect child. And my son's a great kid, but it's just, he's a boy. Like there's something missing. There's just
a law team, because that's what we're missing. We're missing like a whole, it's the same. Like we need a legal team for my son and he's only 5.
Oh shit.
You've got a long way to go.
I went in my son's room today after. So, well, back to the weirdness on the way to school today. Cause like I kind of went off on him on the way home from the school yesterday. I was like, not going to say anything. I was like, just wait until you get home. Don't say in front of Noah. Noah's my daughter. Don't talk about what happened. And it wasn't like a huge big deal, but it was like, it was a phone call the second week of school. And I'm like, really, Breaker? Like already? And it was like something minimal, but I couldn't hold it in. It was like, what? And diarrhea of the mouth. And then this morning on the way to school.
How fitting for our early conversation. Sorry, diarrhea. Go ahead.
I felt bad about it. And I was like, I like put my hand to the back seat and I was like, Breaker. It's like, and he takes my hand. I'm like, are we going to have a good day today? And he's like, yeah, try to have a good day. Just like, hold my hand. I don't know why. Hold my hand. It just felt right. And he was just like, okay, yeah. And so if I do this and receive compliments, like a patchouli necklace and crystals in my hands at all times away from just like totally losing all hope in anything except for spirituality.
I asked my 14-year-old son the other day, I said, hey, Caden, do you want to talk about your feelings? And he looked at me and he goes, feelings? And I was like, okay, never mind.
And there's that.
It's kids, you know.
So how long have you been single mom in it for?
Well, technically, since they were 1 and 2, that's when I got a divorce. Mm-hmm. But like, since baby daddy like disappeared from the face of the earth, 4 years.
Yeah.
So for 7 years, I was, you know, it was a week on and a week off. So I didn't. Now I'm like, did I ever call myself a single mom? Because that felt way different. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a break. I got a 1 week break at least to like do all my stuff, work extra hard, go out with my friends. And then suddenly like overnight, it was like, oh, just kidding. It's all on you. So that was 4 years at the end of August. Yeah.
How was that with the kids? Like telling them like, hey, dad.
It was,
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
You know, they were, my daughter was about to turn 10 because that was a big deal. It was like they had been talking about her double digit birthday and it was like leading to. So she was almost 10. And then I guess my son was 8. You know, at first it was like, I mean, I still have no idea, like literally no idea what happened other than he filed a paper with the court at one point saying that he just couldn't do it anymore. And he like relinquished all rights and responsibilities. But for like a year and a half before I knew that paper existed, it was, you know, I got a book called When the Brain Breaks and talked about how your brain can get sick, like your body can get sick. And maybe daddy's brain is sick right now and he needs time to heal his brain so that he can come back and be the daddy that you know he is. And, you know, that went on for like a couple months. And then it was like, it was brutal. Like at the beginning, if one of them wasn't crying themselves to sleep at night, the other one was. And then I would go to bed and cry myself to sleep. And this was just like a cycle for, you know, that was like for a few months of just like trying to answer questions that I didn't know the answers to. And then they just sort of stopped asking. But obviously I would always check in. We still check in. We still talk about it. They have a talk doctor, you know, and they talk about their feelings. And it's just, we've kind of settled into this new reality. You know, we've had 4 years to just accept it. It doesn't get any easier, like emotionally when I think about it, but I think they're doing better than me, to be honest. I think kids are so resilient. I mean, everybody always says that, but I think as parents, we take on like all their feelings, like, oh my God, they must be feeling this, this, and this. And I don't think that they really feel as bad about a lot of the stuff as like I think that they do. Mm-hmm. And so then you just, you know, you kind of interpret like what you think that they're feeling, and then it just makes you feel like crap.
I can't even imagine that piece. And that's whenever I do watch the show too, I'm always just like, I just, you're so authentic and being the single mom and everything that you have to juggle. I almost think like when I look at you and I see the other girls' problems, it's almost like in my brain, if I was you, I'd be like, you girls don't even understand half of like what a problem is when you're trying to, and like that piece, I can't even imagine like how you close your, you don't say that, you know, a lot. And it's like, you really hold your composure when you can be like, you have no idea what hard looks like and what you're having to do for your kids and you, and then holding that unknown space for your family. Like that's gotta be so hard.
Yeah. It's pretty hard. I mean, you're right. Like a lot of the, there's other single moms on the,
sure,
the show.
Like Nick Cannon's. Situations,
mm-hmm. What's her, yeah. Their situations are a little different. Like,
yeah.
And I adore Brie. I like, sure. I really do adore Brie, and she's a really good mama. Like, you know, I could tell in 2 seconds, like I didn't want to like her. Like I was like, season six. I was like, there's this new girl and she's a brunette and she's pretty and she's a real estate agent and she's got this kid and she's a single mom. And I was like, she's going to come in here and act like we have so much in common and we have nothing in common. She has one kid. She's got a baby daddy that probably gives her all this money. And like, I just was like ready to not like somebody because that's like my thing. I like everybody. And then I'm like, oh, it's the mediator. And I'm like the voice of reason. And I was like, I need to like stir some shit up. And it didn't work. She walked in and like in 2 seconds after everybody was like asking her a million questions, and she just took it like a champ, and like her situation is her situation. And she's very happy with it. And I could tell how much she loved her son. And I was like, crap, I really like her. But saying all that to say, we still have nothing in common except for that we're not married to the people that we had our kids with. Like, I'm not getting Lamborghinis for my birthday. And, right. You know, I don't get child support from the missing man in the world. She's a really good mom, but yeah, it's kind of hard because, you know, everybody's expected to like dress the same, like, you know, we have to dress super cool and we got to always look great and we've got to be on time. And that's a big one for me. And everybody's like selling tons of houses and doing all. And I'm like, I can barely even like decorate my own house and I can barely get myself out the door. Like, it's just, and then people are complaining about like the most random stuff to me that it's just like, oh yeah, yeah, exactly. You guys have no idea. Like, come over for just 3 days, just mm-hmm. spend 3 days at my house and like walk in my shoes. And you'd be like, oh, this is like no joke.
So going through everything that you've gone through, and you know, my therapist always says like your body holds a score. So people that have been in abusive relationships or traumatic relationships or situations that things that you've gone through, that that stress causes. I mean, it's one of a girlfriend of mine whose husband also cheated on her and had just been years of like, you know, working through that. And she's been in the program like for Essanon. She got cancer, like, and she, they think this is stress of, you know, everything that you're going through. So I'm curious, like, do you think that because you've had a lot of health issues, do you think that comes from all the stress that like your body has had to hold and carry?
I do actually. And thank God I didn't have cancer. I had a huge cancer scare last year. And it wasn't cancer, but I ended up having something else that almost killed me over the summer. And it was still to this, I just had a follow-up appointment yesterday with the spine surgeon. And he's still like, I was only the second patient in the history of his practice, of all his medical school, of Cedars-Sinai, that had this type of blood infection that got to the location that it got to on my spine. It was like, there's two, me and somebody else, and this other person was way older, like in their 70s. This is like a disease that people don't normally get that are just, for all intents and purposes, healthy, younger-ish, you know, people. A lot of people that do like a lot of intravenous drugs, because it can come from like a foreign object. Like if you get a lot of like IV treatments, or you're getting a lot of needle, like a lot of older people that get dialysis, get it. Obviously none of the above, you know, I didn't fit the mold for any of those things. They have no idea where I got this bacterial infection that ended up being all through my body and my blood and then sitting on my spine. And it was literally eating my spine, deteriorating the vertebrae of my spine. And I have, you know, a therapist and a spiritual therapist and psychics and witches and warlocks and gurus. I like have a whole team of people that I talk to. And one of the things that one of the psychics was like, you know, before I even went into the hospital, before we knew exactly what it was sort of like she envisioned this just mass of toxic trauma, basically like sitting on my spine. And I was like, that feels so like that could totally be it. Just like all the trauma from not just from like my divorce and my children's father situation, just like my life in general, from the time I was a kid, I've had a lot of traumatic experiences. And I really felt like it just had sort of just festered in this like disease. And so now that it's gone, I'm hoping that everything is going to change and I get to be the woman that I've always wanted to be. And things are just going to only look up. But yeah, I really do believe that, because like, where else was it? And it just feels like that makes so much sense. It was just bacteria and just like all waiting in my spine. The one thing that you need to like hold the weight of the world on your shoulder is like to carry everything.
Well, it is not lost on me that it's literally like you're the backbone of your family and that whatever you're carrying is on your backbone. So that's interesting. But also, yeah, like, walk me through, like, how did you even know anything was happening? Like, what, I mean, I know that you thought you had, like, a back pain, but how many days does that go through? Like, how do you all of a sudden go, okay, I need to get to someone? Because I think as mothers, we kind of, like, put our health off for as long as we possibly can.
I put it off way too long. In fact, we'd been filming the season 7. We finished filming, and then I had, like, all these plans, like, we've got all this new furniture that was coming to the house and we've got all these plans for summer and we're going to go on vacation and like all the stuff that you don't get to do when you're, you know, working, the kids are in school. And literally like about 2 weeks after filming, I was at Mary's house one night. Everything was fine. We were like decorating her house. I woke up the next day. I couldn't get out of bed. Like I couldn't step out of bed. My back hurt so bad. And I was like, I just thought my back had gone out, you know, like maybe I'd moved some furniture too much or like something. And so, but I literally couldn't step. I was holding on to like the dresser to like kind of limp to the bathroom. And then I stayed in bed like 2 days with that. I ended up having a doctor come to my house and was like, yeah, your back is out. So I had to get like a doctor's excuse for like some interviews and stuff that I couldn't make it to. That went on for like a couple of weeks. It was like, I could limp around, but it wasn't like, I was still mobile-ish. Long story short, about a, it was like a month of this. Well, the first time, actually, let me rewind. About 8 days into that, I went to the emergency room at a different hospital. I won't even mention it because now it's like interesting that they did a MRI and they sent me home and said I was having a back spasm and they gave me steroids and ibuprofen and like muscle relaxers. So I went home with all of that and it got better for about a week, not better like great, but better enough to get around. And I thought, okay, it's just a back spasm. Like it's going to work its way out. And then it got really, really bad to the point that I couldn't get off the couch. Like I had an assistant at the time and she was like, you know, having to cook for the kids and she would have to help me up to go to the restroom. And I just, yeah, I don't know why I didn't go back to the hospital. I just in my head thought it was a back spasm. I'd never had it before. So I thought it would eventually like, you know, work its way out. And then I thought, well, maybe it's something more. Maybe I have like a slipped disc or like a bulging disc or something. So I had a chiropractor come to my house and he would touch my back in one spot and it would like lock up in another. And he would touch it and he was like, I can't work on you. I don't know what's going on, but your body is spasming because it's normally because it's protecting something more serious. You need to go get like an MRI. And so that's when I went to get an MRI at like an imaging center. And they told me they saw a giant mass at the bottom of my spine and they thought it was a tumor. And so they said to go to Cedars-Sinai like right away and get a scan. And within like 24 hours, I couldn't walk. So I had to call a friend to come over to my house. I couldn't get off the couch to get into the car to go to Cedars-Sinai. I was crawling for 2 days. I crawled from my sofa to the kids' bathroom. This is closer than my bathroom. And my friend came over and she was like, what are you doing? Like I was in the most pain I've ever been in, like literally like biting the pillow on the couch, like screaming in pain at night. And she was like, if you're not ready by 9:30 tomorrow morning, I'm calling the ambulance. Like, this is crazy. And I don't know. I think back now, I'm like, yeah, how did I let it get to that much pain to where I like literally couldn't walk? I was crawling, but I just kept feeling like it was going to get better. And, you know, and so I went to Cedars-Sinai and that was on June 2nd and they did a scan and they admitted me that day. Like I didn't go home until July 3rd. I was there for 31 days. So they did the scan and they too thought it was a tumor. I took my scan that I had gotten from the imaging center and they looked at it and they were like, we need to do like a different type of scan. And they did it. And the guy that ended up doing my spine surgery, Dr. Kim, he didn't come in and talk to me the first day because he thought that it was like a massive tumor and he was going to have to like talk about that. And so he waited for the blood results because they were like, maybe it could be infection. And it ended up being like this massive bacterial infection that was all through my blood. So they started me on intravenous antibiotics immediately. And yeah, for 31 days, I was on every 4 hours, I was getting intravenous antibiotics. When I was released from the hospital, I had a PICC line. I just got that out like 3 weeks ago. I had it for almost 4 weeks when I got out of the hospital that had a line that goes through, like it goes across your arm and drops into your chest and it's an IV and they come and they change it every 24 hours. A nurse came and I'm still on oral antibiotics, 3 pills, 3 times a day for the next 5 months to make sure that the infection doesn't come back. I had a blood transfusion, more than one, in the hospital because I lost so much blood a couple of times after surgery. I mean, it was like when I was in the hospital, I didn't realize how serious it was because I was kind of like in a drug induced, just like I was out of it. I was in so much pain. I was taking medicine that I'd never even heard of until, you know, I was in the hospital. But then once you pull through, they're like telling you how serious it was. And they told me if I'd stayed home 1 or 2 more days, I wouldn't be here. So that was like, holy shit. Yeah, it was. Wow. A wild summer. And now the kids are back in school. And I feel like I literally got finished filming, laid on the couch. The kids got out of school. I went to the hospital. I got out of the hospital. And now everybody's back in school. And I'm like, what happened?
That's crazy.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important.
But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
How did you even mom during that time? I mean, like, you're a single mom. Like, how is that even possible?
I have two very, it makes me emotional to talk about. I have two very self-sufficient, you know, one teenager and one teen. We ordered a lot of Postmates. Like, when I was home on the couch for that month, it was a lot of Postmates and a lot of Ubering them to wherever they were going to, like, play dates and things. They were still in school at first, so they had a driver that would, like, take them to school and home. And then when I went to the hospital, a dear friend of mine just moved into my house. And she just, she moved in and took care of them for the month that I was there.
Man.
So it was, and they, I didn't see them because when I was at the house, it got so bad. Like, the last few, I mean, time is kind of like a blur now, but, like, it was so bad at a point. Like, I remember one night they were making food in the kitchen and I was laying on the sofa and I just couldn't, like, hold it in. And I was like screaming in pain. And I didn't want them to see me like that because, you know, I didn't want to freak them out. But just, like, reassuring them that I was okay. It was just a back spasm. I was going to go get it checked out, whatever. And then when I went to the hospital, it just looked really bad. I would FaceTime them, but I didn't want them to come up to the hospital to see me. I mean, I had tubes coming out, you know, I had IVs and two in one arm, like, sometimes one in my hand, and oxygen. And after the surgeries, you have, like, tubes coming out of you everywhere. And I was like, this would just really freak them out. So I would FaceTime them and, like, just pretend like, you know, it was okay and we were taking care of it. But I really didn't know. I wasn't super scared in the hospital. Like I said, they don't really give you enough information, like, what you need to know. But I was so undereducated on, like, how serious this was. Like, while I was in it, I was just kind of going through the motions, you know. But afterwards, I was like, holy wow, like, that was really, really bad. One night I spiked a fever of, like, I was supposed to get out of the hospital and, like, the next day, and in the middle of the night I spiked a fever of 105, and, like, I'd never even heard of anybody having a fever that high. And that was for like a day. I had 105 and then the next day was 104. And then it finally got down to 103. And they had that, at that point I got scared because this infection is a sticky infection. So like it stuck to my spine. A lot of people, it's called osteomyelitis, and that's when it attacks the bone. A lot of people, it'll stick to like, it's common, more common, like a foot or like bones in your leg or something, but the spine's like, you know, more serious. But the first thing that they checked when they found out it was a bacterial infection was my heart, because it's a sticky infection. If it sticks to your heart, it can, you can die quickly. And so when I spiked the fever, this is after I'd been in the hospital, like, you know, 26 days or something. And I was like, oh my God, it went to my heart. Cause that's what they thought. Like I was like convulsing, massively sweating, but I was freezing and my blood pressure was like sky high. My heart rate was like out the roof and my temperature was 105. And I was like, I remember laying there like, shit, I haven't seen my kids. Like this is, this could be really bad. And they, it wasn't, it was, I was having like some random strange reaction, very rare reaction to one of the medicines that they had given me. And so I just needed to like get out of my system. But yeah. Anyway, so my kids were a little bit in the dark about everything. But when I got out of the hospital, I saw my son first. He was in the driveway randomly when I got home, and he just like fell into my arms and started weeping. Yeah, he was like, I didn't think you were going to come home from the hospital. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't realize how scared they were.
Well, you it's know, also cause they, hard because you're the only one.
Yeah. And they have this, my daughter's, God, it's emotional.
This is wind down. We'll cry, we cry every episode. So if you didn't cry, we wouldn't be doing our job. Like, so this is nodding. Actually, no.
But my daughter, she's a little tougher, I think. Or she.
We usually are.
Well, women are just tougher. But, but he seemed like he was tougher. Like she seemed more sad, like when I was in the hospital and missed me more and stuff when we would talk. And he seemed to totally just like have it together. And like, I think he was trying to be like the little man of the house, you know? And then, but when he saw mama, he just, and my back really hurt because I just got out of the hospital. And he's tall. My kids are huge. They're both 5'10" and they're 12 and 13.
Like, oh, wow.
And I thought I was like tall for a girl until these kids, like, I just look short. And he just like fell on me. And I was like, oh, it hurt so bad. But he was like weeping. And I was like, geez, that must have been so scary.
Yeah, but you did such a good job of protecting them too, you know? I think that's incredible. And it's got to be really hard. Like you talk about, I mean, this is months, right? So even you have a month in the hospital, but you have months before that. So then all of a sudden you have to like come back to life in the real world. I put it in air quotes because your world to me is so layered and sometimes not as real as it should be. That's just observing from my sweet little city, you know, my seat in Nashville. But like, tell me, how do you transition from like this life altering moment of health? If you have health, you have everything, to moving into filming a season with these people, then like, how do you even move yourself back into your world emotionally?
So I think that's why I'm so emotional. Like it's been a struggle. We stopped filming season 6 and then I got sick for a month and then I was in the hospital for a month. And now I've been out of the hospital almost a month over a month. But it's like, I feel like we just stopped filming. Like my world, the whole summer is just it's like a chunk of my life just got taken away. I'm still trying to get back. We're not filming yet. We're still on hiatus until I don't know when. We haven't been given like a shoot date, but you know, we've had photo shoots and interviews and things like that. And it is very strange. I'm trying to play catch up to all of the things and all the plans that I had before we stopped filming, but with like this much energy, like no energy. I just only was released yesterday. I had a follow-up appointment. I was only released yesterday to lift more than 5 pounds. So like I can't bend, I can't twist, I can't lift more than 5 pounds. Getting in and out of the car, like everything is different. I'm still on antibiotics, which have been like, I weaned myself off of massive amount. I'm proud of this. So I want to mention this because this is like a huge situation in the world right now. Narcotic pain.
We just talked about that last week because we watched that show Painkiller, and the fact of how it's like people can get so addicted. You know, they weren't addicts before, but then when they got hurt from a back pain or whatever. Yeah. So
yeah, I was very cognizant of that when I was in the hospital. And even before I was released, I was trying to already sort of wean myself down, which was impossible because at the time I was getting intravenously, I mean, every 4 to 6 hours, and then every 2 hours I would take something orally. Like,
what did they give you for the pain?
I had oxycodone, I had Toradol, yeah. I had Dilaudid, I had morphine. Jeez. I had never heard of Dilaudid or Toradol. Mm-hmm. I'd heard of morphine, but it was like, that's what people get when they like cut their arm off. Like, that's like massive pain. And I'd heard of oxycodone because that's like a massively addictive drug. When I got out of the hospital, I was only on oral painkillers, but I was taking like 120 milligrams of oxycodone for about 2 months straight on top of all this other stuff. So I was very aware that like I was going to have to wean myself. I was taking like 9 of them a day when I first came out of the hospital because I had to, because the pain was so severe. I mean, I have, I had 2 spine surgeries. I have metal rods in my back now. One of my vertebrae was replaced with titanium because the infection completely ate through bones in my back. I still have, yesterday I had my follow-up and I had an x-ray. I have my hip is really painful. And it's because one of the joints in my hip had infection sitting on it for so long. And it's just eaten like away. And it's something that there's no physical therapy that's going to make it better. He said at some point I may have to go get like an injection that will help the pain for like 6 months, but it's like, it just hurts. Like it just hurts all day, every day, just like not excruciating, but it's just something I'm having to learn to deal with, like these new like pains. And I'm going to be 47 in December. I was already getting a little creaky.
Wait, December what?
11.
Oh, you're a Sag. Me too.
Big Sag energy.
I love it.
Well, that's kind of what I'm curious, because, kind of to Kristen's question where it's like, when you do go back filming, it's like, I'm curious like how your emotions are going to be with that, because you almost died, everything else you're going through. So it's like, are you kind of going in like, just so grateful to be here, or I mean, obviously, yes. And is it like, you guys don't even have a fucking clue? You know what I mean? Like, stop talking about your Prada bag, your Prada, it's like this, that, and the other, and like coming in, like, just like realizing the crap out of them.
Yeah. And I feel like I was already kind of like that anyway. So, to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous because, they like the drama on the show and they like and I don't give a fuck about this shit that people argue about. Like, and if I want to continue to have a job, I have to somewhat,
participate.
Plan to participate. And I just don't have the energy, the want to. And I'm going to be honest, like before I went into the hospital, I had a falling out with my dear friend, Chriselle. Like I never have had a falling out like this with anybody. And, we had a misunderstanding. It happened kind of during season 7 and then it carried on a lot afterwards. And I felt really, really strongly about it. Like I was done. I was done with her. I didn't like the way she moved through this situation that we had been in. I was very vocal about it. And it was like, I really felt strongly about it. And she had been I love Chriselle. She had been a really dear friend. And when I was in the hospital, she reached out to me and it made me so emotional. Mm-hmm. And I wrote her back and I was like in my head, I was like, what the fuck are we even arguing about? And I just, and we've talked since and we're good. But I'm just like, I don't even think I have 1 ounce of anything in me that could feed into any of, unless, I mean, I can't even think of what would be a big enough reason to like really give two shit about some of the drama that they.
But that might be exactly what we need from you.
But I feel, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
But again, I get the pull that you have to do.
Right. Well, I feel like that's always kind of been your personality, where you just kind of, you're able to just hold back. That's what I love about you on the show. And I don't know if that is just because of all the trauma, like you said, that you've had, but you've always, or it's because you're a single mama protecting your kids. Or, you know, I don't know, but you've always been able to just hold it back.
I just don't, I mean, I just have such low tolerance for things that are unimportant. And I think, I mean, a lot of it is probably because I'm a single mom. I have more responsibility, I think, than a lot of people understand. But then also, I'm just a very logical human.
Right.
I feel like I'm very literal, and I just feel like I'm kind of level-headed, kind of, unless you trigger me. But I'm like, I just don't, like, I literally look at them sometimes, and I'm like, I don't get it. And I don't understand, like, there's disconnects, so people, like, read into things, and people... And I'm just like, I don't know.
Was there someone from the show that really surprised you, like while you were in the hospital? Obviously the Chriselle text, but is there anyone else that you were, you know, kind of like, wow, like they really showed up as a friend? Because I think when you go through moments mm-hmm. like that, you really realize like who your friends are when you were at your lowest low.
Yeah. I mean, we're all pretty close, to be honest. Well, not all of us. Obviously like Chriselle and Nicole aren't buddies, but,
No, yeah. Didn't get that one at all watching us. And I'm like, who cares if she did or didn't? Like, wait, you guys have to stop. I was like, okay, so maybe she did do drugs. Oh, who cares? Just get it.
Like, who cares? It made me want to go out and just do drugs. So I know. I'm doing all the drugs. I'll do them.
Yeah. So true.
I wasn't there. I wasn't in Palm Springs because
because Jesus loves you and kept you away from Palm Springs.
Or does Jesus not love Nicole? Because somebody needed to stand up for her. Like, I would have been.
True.
I was mortified. I watched it when everybody else saw the show because my back was already hurting when we got the teaser mm-hmm. or the trailers. Is that what they're called? Whatever, the screeners. And I couldn't watch it because I was in so much pain. This was after filming and I was home. And so I watched it when the world saw, and I was like, I wanted to go back in time, jump through the television and be in Palm Springs and be like, what the literal fuck? I was so mortified.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was explained to me very differently than how it went down. It was like explained very differently.
Oh, anyway, interesting.
Oh, interesting.
That's interesting to me.
Everybody is, you know, I'm really close to a lot of people in the office, but I will say for somebody who lives so far away from, you know, I was at Cedars-Sinai in Beverly Hills, Chelsea, like we're close, but like, she was at the hospital multiple times, you know, and she lives in Manhattan Beach. So it's not like, and Chelsea. She's a mama too. Like she's got two little ones, like two and I think maybe three and two. I don't know how old they are now, but they're babies. So I was not surprised because I do love her so much, but it was like, it was really cool that she came up to the hospital so many times. And like, she brought me like pajamas. So I just kept staying longer and longer. And I was like running out of clothes. They don't do your laundry at the hospital. So you're just like, you know, and I refused to wear that gown. It was just not because I'm a fashionista. I mean, I like fashion, but it was just so uncomfortable and it just made it feel so much more hospitally.
I feel like they've made those gowns, by the way. I didn't tell you girls this, but I went to Centennial.
I knew you did. I was wondering how it went.
How did you know? Anyways, but
I have your calendar.
No. Oh no. Oh. I went like at nighttime after a date.
Oh no. Did not
I didn't tell
this.
Anyone.
Sorry.
I was so embarrassed. I'm pregnant. So I had a little like, I didn't, no, I was no. just like super embarrassed or whatever. So I didn't tell anyone, but the lady's like, here, put on the gown. And I'm like, and I'm in there and I'm like, there's so many new buttons on these gowns. And I'm like, I don't even know. Does my head go through this one or this one? Or like,
yeah, it's like origami, like hospital gown origami.
So I just stood there naked, opened the door. I was like, I don't know which button goes to which arm or like,
can I just be naked?
Just put this on me.
I peeked my head out of the curtain last time and I was like, can y'all just come in? I need like major help. I don't know what I'm doing. And you're going to come in here and I'm going to have it.
I know.
PJ sounds anyways, way better.
Yeah, if you lay in the bed, it gets all stuck and you can't like
put, you have like a string up your butthole.
Like we're never lounging in a dress at home anyway. So why are they putting us in a dress there? It's weird.
A half dress. No back. It's not even a real
Yeah.
It's no. Cold.
Oh, yeah, and the man.
Hospital beds are super uncomfortable. I actually ended up by the end of my stay. I kept calling it my hotel room for some reason. Maybe I was just dreaming.
you were on a lot of drugs, to be fair.
I was on a lot of drugs. It was the most expensive hotel room I've ever stayed in with the crappiest food service. But my friend Jules came and he like redecorated my room. He was like, he's a gay guy and he's like very over the top. And he was like, this is disastrous. Like, and he like put artwork up and he brought me like this giant inflatable. I don't even think this was legal for the hospital to let me have it. But it was like, I'd been there for so long. It was like a queen size massive blow up bed that he put next to my hospital bed. And like these star lights that like illuminated on the ceiling that played like meditation music and a candle warmer that smelled really good. Like the nurses would come in and be like, you need to spend this. He's like, it is dope in here. But yeah, I ended up moving from the hospital bed like the last week and a half that I was there to this massive blow up mattress on the floor because the hospital beds were so uncomfortable. I was just over it.
They like ruin you. Those beds ruin you.
Think about doing it after a baby for like 3 days after a C-section and how bad that seems. And then to have to do it for a month.
No way. My tailbone's still broken from my birth 3 months ago.
My spine was what hurt and like the bed just
so
it was off.
Now anyway. Looking back on everything that you have gone through, what do you think is your biggest kind of like, what do you say to yourself like to kind of, I don't want to say like, because obviously you're incredibly strong, but like what is your biggest takeaway from all of this?
I keep saying I'm emotional, but maybe I'm PMSing. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a normal.
Well, it's a lot, girl. You've literally have been carrying a lot
for your whole life too. Not just like the last year.
Yeah. And I have a friend right now who's very sick. And I'm like, I just like feel like I just got a second chance at life. And then I'm simultaneously watching my dear friend. Not like she has stage 4 cancer, like in three parts of her body, 26 years old, beautiful, like supermodel, like the most amazing soul. And like, she's like, I'm like watching her die. And I'm like, I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, okay, I feel really blessed and really grateful and really lucky, but what the fuck on the other hand, like, why is this happening to this person? And I feel really, I've got to do more. I feel like I wouldn't have gone through all of this stuff and then come out like still happy and jolly and Amanza if I wasn't supposed to do something huge with it. And like, I know I'm doing okay things and like I have a platform and we're on this show, and but that doesn't feel like that's not it for me. It never has been in my head. And I'm like, okay, I just really need to like bust my ass right now and figure out how to get to what that next big thing is, because I wasn't just brought through all of this to be on. And look, I love Selling Sunset. I'm not trying to like diminish its glory at all, but that's not the platform that I'm gonna like go out on. Sure. Like I feel like I need to really continue to like, you know, cultivate like my motivational speaking and like all of the big plans that I have to inspire people. And like, I just feel like there's no way that I've been put through all this shit and then come out shiny and new on the other side if I wasn't supposed to somehow share my experience and give people hope and help others be able to do the same and not give up in the midst of it all. So it's just kind of lit a fire under my butt, except for I can't move fast enough right now to do as much about it as I want to. So, but yeah, I think it's just another one of those things. Like, I'm going to be honest, like, I guess I'm just kind of a hard head. I don't think I would have worked as hard as I have before my children's father disappeared. Like that lit a fire under my ass, you know, cause I was like, now I cannot fail. Like it is on me. I have to do the most. And some part of me is like, I guess maybe I needed that to get myself to the potential that I know that I could be. And then here's this thing. And it's like, ooh, maybe I needed that to light a fire under me to get to the next, you know, step of where I'm supposed to be. There's a lot more inside of me. And I just got to figure out how to get it out there to the world.
Well, Amanza, thank you for just being so open, authentic, sharing your story. And just, I mean, I want to give you a hug. I want to sit with you. Like, you're an incredible woman. So thank you for coming on here and just sharing your words.
I want to hug you too, because you have a baby in your belly and I'm upset.
Come to Nashville and come hang out with us for a minute.
Oh, I would love to. That sounds so good. Like, just humbling and like,
yeah, just get cozy with us, girl.
Anytime, girl.
Whatever opposite Selling Sunsets is what we're up to. So just come in and let us love on you.
Like, I'm from Indiana. Cozy.
It's probably not much different.
Michigan. When I come home. Michigan girls right here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're so cool, though.
The Midwest
girls. Midwest girls are just different.
We do it different.
We hustle harder.
I think so, too. I said something to somebody that said, like, Midwest people, like, I can meet a serial killer and be like,
Midwest.
But if they were from the Midwest, I'll be like,
you must have had a good reason.
Girl, please come to Nashville and let us love on you less aggressively because of your sweet back, and we can just be together.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Right. Does anybody need your house decorated or anything? I'll come.
And girl, I'm moving into my new house in 2 days. So,
do you do baby nursery? I'll decorate your baby.
Let's go. Let's go. Imagine. Oh my God, it'd be amazing. Yeah, I love it. Okay, I'll DM you.
Okay.
All right, girlfriend.
I love you.
All right, love you so much. Bye, thank you, friend.
Bye, okay, girl.
Bye, honey.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Oh my God. gosh. I can't.
I can't imagine.
Guys,
can she be our best friend?
She already is.
I know.
Do you know how many people we like kind of force into friendship?
I know. I totally slid into Tiffany's DMs too. I was like, girl, anytime you're back in Nashville, she's like, oh, I definitely would love to.
Is she going
to
be our friend? I'm always like, Jana, make him our friend. Make him our friend.
But I adore her. I can't imagine everything. Oh, all that. And she's
a lot.
Crazy.
You know, and I think it's hard too. This is one thing, and I know we've talked about this a bit, but like I think we all are similar-ish, but like I don't ask for help when I need it, hardly ever. And then I feel like when I do, it's hard to rely on people. And so I can't imagine being in a position where I literally cannot help my kids and have to rely on people to help me. And like, it's just like a piece of you when you're wired the way we're wired, that's its own mourning too, you know? Tricky, yeah. Layered.
Yeah.
She had to figure it out.
She's amazing.
Do we get to talk about your emergency visit?
You had an emergency visit?
That's what she was saying. I thought you meant you were touring the hospital. That's what I meant.
I did. We did tour the hospital.
But what's the other visit?
I wasn't going to tell
you
anybody.
Brought it up.
I know, but I was like.
Y'all are welcome.
But I didn't
I wasn't going to let that go.
Yeah,
because I was embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. I've gone.
I feel like twice. I wasted my one.
You don't get any more. Is that what you mean?
Oh, like to
I don't
go
think
in?
That's how that works when you're pregnant.
I went in don't a week before I went in to have the baby. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I was contracting.
But like, you're
podcast.
Like way, you were way closer.
But please don't matter. Feel that way in case something happens. I'm afraid you're going to be like, well, I already had my one. I can't go.
These rules you create for yourself?
Again, I don't want to inconvenience Alan if I have to. We have to
Lord.
Again, I know, which is like so silly because we had
because
just,
you're pregnant with this baby? I need to say that out loud. You're never
inconvenient
because you're pregnant with this baby.
Right, I know, but I just felt I felt stupid. I felt like it was a waste of time.
No.
Again, I go back to like what I've talked about.
That it was a waste
of time.
But yes.
So we were on we were doing a double date with one of our neighbors. And so I'm used to the round ligament pain.
Yeah.
Get that. I know that. But I had stabbing. I mean, like, it was like someone was taking a knife to the middle of my belly button. And I was like, I had never felt that pain before. So I was like, that's new. And it scared me. And it happened like it was like 30 seconds to a minute, like at least like 4 or 5 times. We were already downtown. And I texted Dr. Norman and I was like, I'm having stabbing pains in my belly button. And again, that was my first text to her ever that I've had her number. So like, felt like I wasted that too. So I was like, I know. So it was just like,
she goes,
go to the hospital.
Yes.
Cause that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
But then it started to stop. Right. So then it was like, not as bad. So then I'm like, well, Alan, just cause we're going to go there. They're going to say it's fine. And then he's like, what do you want to do then? And I'm like, well, let's just go. And then I was like, well, I don't know though. Cause what if it is something, you know, then you start to think, well, what if it is something? Cause I've never felt this. Like, this is not what I've ever felt before. So then we ended up, he's like, I'm going to make the decision for you and we're going.
Attaboy.
So I was just like, okay. And in my mind, I'm like, thank you. Cause I would have said, just go home.
Right.
And so then we're there. So I was having contractions.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was going to say. I had the same pain.
I had never felt that before.
I don't know if it's the third or what. I had never felt it either. But I honestly, BF, like, and anybody else that's listening, you have to pay attention. The smallest things can be the biggest things. Yeah. And we just have to go in. And you know what? None of those health. I work on the nonprofit side with Dr. Norman and that whole team. Mm-hmm. None of them are ever tired of us being cautious about our bodies and baby's bodies, period. You can never. Maybe you could text her too much, but we get
that was my first time. That was my first time, though. Yeah, yeah.
You can never reach out enough. You can never check enough. Like, the tiniest things are the biggest things, and that just makes you a good mom. So you need to get in. I mean, we've done this 3 times.
Yeah.
That's where I
got. But you hadn't had contractions. Did you have contractions with?
With Jolie. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
but that
you
was
went in. Yeah,
seven,
yeah, yeah.
Almost 8 years ago. So I don't really remember.
I would know if I had it because
but it is different. I think too, because our bodies grow differently. It's the third time. So there's something that stretches differently too.
Yeah.
It's weird, but I was contracting too. And I said, well, is this like Braxton Hicks? Because I had never had that before.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it's early labor, but this could go on for months.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I was at that time only 28 weeks. I know. So she's like, yeah, we saw a contraction on the thing. And I was like, well, that's then that. Yeah,
that's that.
So I was like, well, at least I was like, so I walk out again. I always have to have a reason for something going in so that it's not an inconvenience. I was like, see, I was having contractions. He's like, Jana, even if you weren't, it's okay.
I know.
Fine. See?
I know. I did too. I was like, did you see this printout? I go, did you see that printout? That's a contraction. That definitely is when they said it. But I also, I'll say this because it's a new hospital to both of us. I also enjoyed that I had a dry run and I knew where to go. It right. made me take a little ease too, because yeah. the last thing you need to do is be like
right.
wandering around.
Well, yeah. So anyways, that was that.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
And I'm more proud of Alan, but what? I'm proud of you.
I know. I love the fact that he said that. But no, the Kim Kardashian thing, on the side note, I was like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Wait, what happened?
She had you fetal mean, surgery. Courtney.
Courtney.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say Kim. Mm-hmm. Courtney. Yeah.
Scary.
So scary.
What happened? I'm out of the loop.
She had a fetal surgery. So I was just like, oh my God. And then it just starts to, then I start know. Reading what does that mean? Because I never right. knew you could have.
Well, I think the baby just, there could be been, different.
So she
things.
Must be under a certain, because I'm like.
Well, there could be weak. Certain things. Yeah, yeah, that could happen. But,
well, and she's an older mom too. So they're just cautious about
yeah. Anyways. Okay. Well, good episode.
Glad you're well.
Love you guys. And we'll see you next week in the new house.
Yay!
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.